please. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. I pray that you'll be with us in our discussion tonight. Help us to honor you in all that we say and do, Lord. Be with us as we leave. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's all the veterans. Stand up. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Present.
Cates.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Houston. Kendricks.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Rowland.
Here.
Schock.
Here.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you for our guests for coming. Starting with the tab one, approval of the journal. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve the journal as presented.
It's on the agenda. Who was the second?
Second.
Motion been made. Thank you. Second. Did you get the name?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
For the approval of the journal. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Please turn with me to tab two, County Officer's Report. Start with Treasurer, Mr. Sanson.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Judge. Is that on? Can everybody hear me? Yep, it's on. It's on. Okay. It's about seven pages in where you find mine. Go through those first six pages and then we'll go to that summary of statements for Form Court. And there is an error on that printout. January 1st, 2018 should be January 1st, 2019. I want to make that correction. County General Fund 1,000, $2,997,962.85. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,487,178.98. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,584,637.43. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,646,052.31. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $872,699.59. If you flip over to the next page, you'll see that our county general revenues bettered our 2018 revenues back to the point where it matched our 2016 revenues. Flip over to the next page, it's the chart of our sales tax revenue. Our three-month moving average is still way above our one-year moving average, but it's trending down now, and our one-year moving average is leveled off. Sales tax for December on the next page, $781,850.71. We finished the year at 2.54% better than 2018. And if you're flipping me one more time, you can see our sales taxes were 103% of projected. We finished the year at $9,492,085.62. Are there any questions? Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Scott. Margaret?
I believe mine's in the book. I apologize for failing to attach that to the mail out. If anybody wants me to go ahead and email it out to them, I'll be glad to do that.
Other county reports? Seeing none, let's move forward. Standing committee reports, Infrastructure Committee.
Yes, Your Honor, we met last week. We discussed a cell phone ordinance. After the discussion, we decided to table it for a future meeting, and that's all we discussed this month.
Course in public safety.
Your Honor, we met January 14th, had about an hour and a half informational session. First on the agenda was the sheriff and the OEM director came and talked to us about 911 and PSAP concerns. Second on the agenda was our circuit clerk came and talked to us about a potential courthouse restoration program and grant money may be available. And lastly, we have representatives from the animal interest community come and talk to us about a animal shelter proposal.
Okay, personnel.
Your Honor, we met also on January the 14th, and we'll be bringing nothing before the court tonight.
Okay, budget and finance.
Yes, Judge, the committee met a week ago, Tuesday, and we have one ordinance for the court to consider tonight.
Thank you. Next item, old business. This meeting is our final reading of proposed ordinance 1944. Counselor, would you read the ordinance? Online bidding ordinance.
Yes, sir. This is Ordinance 19-44, being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to identify the website designated for the online posting of advertisements or notices of an intention to receive bids. Whereas it has been determined there is a need for the ability to use online advertisement for notices of intention to receive bids, and whereas in accordance with ACA Section 22-9-906, the Quorum Court must adopt an ordinance that identifies each website designated for the online posting of advertisements for notices of an intention to receive bids. And whereas Faulkner County residents would benefit from the online posting of advertisements for notices of an intention to receive bids as it is more cost-effective and will reach more potential bidders. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, that Section 1, upon completion of the requisite statutory notice procedures, the county judge, pursuant to ACA Section 22-9-90, for all procurement matters which have been authorized by law, shall have the ability to post online advertisements for notices of intention to receive bids at, quote, https://www.faulknercounty.org/business/RFP, end quote.
Heard this ordinance read 1944. Floor is now open for any discussion on this ordinance. Third and final reading. Any questions do you have on this ordinance?
So, Your Honor, if I may?
Yes.
So this will eliminate the need for us advertising for bids via newspaper, and there will be a savings associated with that. Is that correct? Is that the purpose of this?
Just as good, if I may. The purpose is to save some. However, it will not eliminate. This is only allowed for certain big construction projects. So, for instance, if we have a smaller issue that we need bid out that's less than $35,000, that's something we would still use a newspaper for.
So $35,000 is the...
I believe the actual... I'm not sure what the statutory number is exactly, but I believe that there are certain criteria that's there at $35,000. It might be $25,000 as well. But yeah, that's right, it's for construction projects. This is not for non-construction issues.
Okay.
This will just good. This will be our primary bid too.
Okay.
So hopefully get more bids. It will be our primary. I don't know if it does.
And we still use this website to post all of our RFPs as it is today. So, for instance, currently we have a couple of RFQs, which are requests for qualifications for resumes that are out there, and I think one RFP that's currently on that website. Those are not construction bids. Those are simply help and to get more notice to prospective bidders about things that are going on in Faulkner County.
Okay, thank you.
Judge?
Yes.
Does this have to run concurrent with the newspaper advertising? Or is there a length of time that's required? Or?
It's my understanding there is a 5-week notice we put in the newspaper that we are going with electronic bidding.
That's right. As part of the negotiation when this act was being negotiated through the legislature, part of that was that there would be 5 separate notifications in a local newspaper. So I'm not sure what week we are on that, but we began this year publishing a notification not only of this ordinance, and not only will we have publication of the resolution, but also this 5 separate notification of our intent to use this particular website for any lawful bidding that might come through.
Other discussion on this proposed ordinance? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Good. Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Old Ordinance 19-44 is approved. Turn to tab 5. There is a proposed resolution 20-02 for online bidding that has to occur annually. What is your pleasure with this resolution?
I believe it's tab 4, Your Honor.
Tab 4. Excuse me. Tab 4. Please turn to tab 4. This resolution is required by the quorum court for annual use on electronic bidding.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we adopt proposed ordinance resolution 20-02.
Second.
Motion been made and second to adopt this resolution. Councilman, will you read the resolution?
Yes, sir. Proposed resolution 20-02 be enacted by the quorum court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. A resolution be entitled, a resolution to identify the website designated for the online posting of advertisements for notices of intention to receive bids, whereas it has been determined there's a need for the ability to use online advertisements for notices of intention to receive bids, and whereas in accordance with ACA section 22-9-906, the quorum court must adopt an annual resolution that identifies each website designated for the online posting of advertisements for notices of intention to receive bid, and whereas Faulkner County residents would benefit from the online posting of advertisements for notices of intention to receive bids, as it is more cost effective and will reach more potential bidders. Now, therefore, for all procurement matters which have been authorized by law, Faulkner County shall have the ability to post online advertisements for notices of intentions to receive bids at https://www.faulknercounty.org/business/RFP.
You've heard the proposed resolution read. Close them out for any discussion on this resolution. Again, I say this is an annual resolution that backs up what you approved in the online bid. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of this resolution say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Proposed resolution 20-02 does pass. Moving on to new business, each year annually we appoint a quorum court delegate to the 75-member governing body in the state of Arkansas. Our present delegate is Randy Higgins, and you served 3 years or longer?
Yes. 4 years, I think, Your Honor.
4 years. And the decision lies with y'all on this appointment. So.
Your Honor, in light of the outstanding service that Justice Higgins has provided not only to the county but to the association as well, I would make a motion that we nominate him to continue his service. I think he is serving even as an elected official within inside the organization, Association of Arkansas Counties, so that shows that not only is he a member there, but he's a valued member. And so I would make a motion that we renominate to send Justice Higgins back down to serve in that role.
Second.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to nominate Justice Higgins. My question is, are you willing to serve?
Yes, sir. It's an honor.
Is there any other discussion?
I have a question.
Yeah.
It may be for Mr. Higgins. Mr. Higgins, as you've served on this appointment or with the AAC, can you talk about some of the things that you might have learned or kind of give us a little brief glimpse of what it is and educate us a little bit on that?
Yep. So the 75-member body, which is what we're talking about tonight, is one representative of each quorum court from each county. The primary purpose of that body is to help form and influence legislation from the quorum court. So there is a county judge association, a circuit clerk, a county clerk, treasurer, sheriff, and they all work together in their associations to help influence and form legislation that would help the various individual associations. The quorum court association is very similar, that it does that to either support the other legislations or specific items that impact quorum court. Also, there are various email notices that come out from time to time to me that oftentimes I share with the full court. You send them to Margaret. Margaret will distribute them, that information. And then there is the 12-member governing body, which I have been elected to. So they help set bylaws and schedule meetings and help guide the 75-member body when they have their annual and semi-annual meetings.
Okay.
And then also I've been elected to the vice president of that 12-member board.
So like with the 75-member meeting thing and the 12-member governing body thing, like how many times do you said one? The 75-member meets twice a year.
75-member meets twice a year. The governing body usually meets the same day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll either meet before or after, sometimes before and after. So they'll have a pre-session to plan for the 75-member meeting and then a post-session to discuss what they may have learned from the 75-member session.
Okay. That sounds good. Yes, I just didn't comprehend the full picture of what it looked like and what it was and everything like that.
Yeah.
Kind of what you're getting out of it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing no discussion, all in favor of this appointment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Your appointed with your willingness to serve.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Please turn with me to tab 5, proposed ordinance 20-01, appropriation ordinance called cleanup. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move it. Ordinance 20-01B, submitted for the court's consideration and read by title only.
Second.
It's been made and seconded. Proposed ordinance 20-01. Counselor, will you read ordinance by title only?
Ordinance 20-01, be enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. An ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 18-34, December 18, 2018.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this ordinance. Thank you. more discussion? Madam Secretary, will you call the vote?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 20-01 is approved. Margaret, I commend you for keeping good records on this cleanup. Anytime you got 4 cents, you need to straighten out somebody. The next item turns to tab 6, proposed ordinance 20-02, compensation. JP, what is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that the court consider proposed ordinance 20-02 and read in its entirety.
Been made and seconded for the reading of this ordinance, proposed ordinance 20-02. Counselor, will you read the ordinance?
Yes, sir.
You got a bottle of water?
Yeah. Proposed ordinance 20-02, emergency ordinance being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled, an ordinance establishing per diem compensation for justices of the peace attending Quorum Court meetings and standing committee meetings of the Faulkner County Quorum Court. Whereas, in accordance with Arkansas Code Annotated Section 14-14-1205-2A, per diem compensation is defined as a per calendar day allowance, inclusive of allowable expenses, which shall be paid to a justice for attending meetings of the county quorum court, and shall be based on attending meetings of a quorum court during any single calendar day without regard to the duration of the meetings. And, whereas, in accordance with Arkansas Code Annotated 14-14-1205-2B, a member of the quorum court may receive per diem compensation for one meeting per year for which the member is absent due to an emergency or for personal reasons. And now, therefore, be it ordained by the quorum court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, that Article 1, quorum court members may receive a per diem of $391.72 for attending any regular meeting of the Faulkner County quorum court. Article 2, quorum court members serving on the Finance Committee, Courts and Public Safety Committee, Infrastructure Committee, and Personnel Committee may receive a per diem of $125 for attending any committee meeting. Article 3, each justice of the peace shall be compensated for travel to and from any meeting or event which takes place outside of Faulkner County at a rate determined by the Internal Revenue Service. Article 4, the total per diem compensation for any one justice of the peace attending regular quorum court meetings or standing committee meetings of the Faulkner County quorum court shall not exceed the maximum allowed by compensation pursuant to Arkansas Code Annotated Section 14-14-1205. Article 5. Attendance at a meeting of the quorum court shall be verified by roll call by the court secretary. Attendance at a committee meeting of the quorum court shall be verified by the committee chairman, who shall file with the county clerk written reports of those justices attending committee meetings. Article 6. Two or more committees that are scheduled on the same day, quorum court members serving in multiple committee meetings shall receive only one per diem payment. If a committee meeting is scheduled on the same day as a regular quorum court meeting, the quorum court members which serve on and attend both the committee meeting and regular quorum court meeting shall only be paid the regular quorum court meeting per diem. Article 7, repealer. All laws and partial laws in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed. Article 8, severability. If any part of this ordinance is held invalid, such invalidity shall not affect any other portion of this ordinance. Article 9, emergency clause. This ordinance being necessary for the compensation of justices of peace for the 2020 budget year shall be in full effect immediately upon adoption and signing.
You've heard ordinance 20-02 read. The floor is now open for discussion.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have two questions. Mr. Counselor, did you take part in writing this ordinance? Are you the primary author, I guess, was the question?
I am.
Okay. I have three questions. The first one is kind of small. I don't know if we need to do anything about it. Article 1 has a title, quorum court, and the rest of the articles don't have a title with them. Does that matter? Is that...
Some of them do have titles, but
okay.
You're right.
Some don't. All right, that's just some... Oh, yeah, some do. Okay. All right, so the second question is... sometimes we have, it says attending any regular meeting of the Faulkner County Quorum Court. Sometimes we have special meetings or emergency meetings as well. Do you feel like those are covered within this ordinance?
Any meeting of the whole would be covered as a regular meeting.
Okay, sounds good. And my last question has to do with Article 2. I'm worried that we name the committees in here, and I know it is the judge's prerogative, if that's the right term to use, to create other committees if he wishes.
No, we only create committees.
All right. Anyways, I feel that we are limiting the committees on here. That if we do, at some point in time in the future, create another committee, that we would have to go in here and amend this ordinance to include whatever committee that we created. Is it possible to just say the committees of the court of which you are a member of, or something like that? To create any future amendments to this ordinance?
I believe if you wanted, we could amend Article 2 to be more vague in simply stating quorum court committees.
So I have a proposed change, and I just want to read it out loud so you can see if it sounds correct or not. Article 2, quorum court members, and then I'm going to skip all the way to... may receive a per diem of $125 for attending any committee meeting of which they are a member.
Of which they are a member?
Yes.
That would be a legally fine amendment.
Second. Thank you for seconding my motion.
You propose that as an amendment?
Yes.
Seconded.
Motion to make that amendment.
All right.
Second.
It's already been seconded. Okay. Floor is now open for discussion on the amendment. And you may have discussed it when you made it.
No, possibly.
Go ahead. Is there anything else you want to add on your script?
No, sir. I'm good.
Anybody else got a question they'd like to raise on this amendment?
I just wanted to say I think it's a valid point. So.
Call for the vote on the amendment.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston. Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
The amendment is approved, and I'll be back to proposed ordinance 20-02 as amended. Well, we're still open for discussion.
Your Honor, I have a question. Counselor, in Article 3, each justice of the peace shall be compensated for travel to and from any meeting or event which takes place outside of Faulkner County at a rate determined by the inter. Can you define what any meeting is?
I think in regard to the discussion earlier of your attending an AAC event in Little Rock or Hot Springs, wherever that may be, that would, you're there on Justice of the Peace business. You are acting as a representative of Faulkner County. And so that's not a quorum court meeting. That's not a committee meeting. That's a meeting where you represent Faulkner Countyans. And so that would qualify for reimbursement for travel expenses.
All right. So as a member, as a quorum court appointed member of the criminal justice committee, would that qualify?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Is a court appointed, a quorum court?
So the quorum court has appointed me to serve on the criminal justice committee. So if, for whatever reason, I was to travel outside the county to attend, say, Little Rock, to attend a meeting or to do a tour of a jail with the sheriff and Mr. Anderson, would that be considered a meeting? I'm not looking for justification. I'm concerned about the word any. I mean,
it's too lax.
Yeah, yeah. I review a lot of contracts. Anytime I see the word any and all, it gives me pause. And so as I'm looking at this, I think travel to and from any meeting. So I agree with you on the AEC meeting. That would probably be something that's included, but what else would be? What if I go on a tour of an animal shelter in Sebastian County with on Quorum Court business or county business? Is that considered any meeting?
I see your point, and I think you know, it's something we can pretty easily amend and take care of. I think to your point, in order to amend it, I would suggest perhaps adding compensated for travel to and from, delete the word any, and we could substitute either with a the specific AAC meeting that you were mentioning, or we can, depending on how you want to amend it, include things like your trip to Sebastian County to look at animal shelters. And so that's up to you on how broad you want that to be.
Well, you know, just for discussion, you know, I've traveled all over the state on county business, have never asked for nor expected compensation. Last year went to the NACOville meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and received no compensation, nor am I asking for it. So my concern is when I see this, we've gone the other extreme. So I don't know, maybe just for discussion with my colleagues here, but this may be a little open-ended.
A quick question, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Is there anything in state statute that further defines this per diem reimbursement rates and what things are covered?
I'd have to look at the specific. I don't believe that the travel is more specifically defined, but I can definitely check that here.
Just thought, I know a large part of what, or at least my understanding is a large part of what drives this ordinance, and clarifying all of this is so that we have something on our own books that mirrors what's in the state statute. And if that's what's driving this, maybe we should look to that to guide.
Well, even to Justin Pearson's point, I received a couple of emails this week, you know, when they when people saw this, asking, you know, here the JPs are voting themselves a raise. That is not what this is.
You're correct. This is not a raise. This is, first of all, as I explained briefly to the Budget Finance Committee last week, in reviewing the my office and making sure that we had all the ordinances and resolutions needed to start the year, I read that we needed a ordinance on pay for our JPs, and we had not had one since, I think it was 1987, and it's something that we should do anytime there is a change in pay. Certainly we've done, or this county's operated under a budget. It's not like anything's been hidden. It's just that we have not had that specific ordinance in place. And so that was the reason that I felt it necessary just to protect this body and make sure that we were doing everything in compliance.
I have a question too about Article 3. There's a max that each JP can exceed every year, and that's 10 or 10,500?
It's 10,383,
so
I believe.
Could this Article 3, it would not be, it would be,
that's
okay.
This is reimbursement.
That's what I wanted to make sure of, because I don't feel like that would be fair to you to, or any other person that represented.
Reimbursement's not considered.
Right.
A
okay. Just verifying.
10,376. You're close. 10,376.
Oh, okay.
And it's gone up. It goes every year, it goes up 3%. So right now it's like at 12 some odd.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, this is from 18.
Yeah.
So it's even higher than that. Okay.
Well, the most current one I read still said 10,380 or.
I'll send you whatever I found.
Three something.
North of 10,000.
Further discussion.
Well, let's go back to Justice Higgins' point. I think we need to clean up Article 3 and take out any, you know, and I, again, I hate restricting us, but any is too lax. Could there be language in there that it must be either court approved or judge approved meeting? You know, Judge, you asked me several years ago to go to D.C. with the county on occasion or two. You've gone there. I mean, again, and I didn't request, but that would have been an event where you requested a quorum court member to go. You're talking about meetings that you need to go to, and I applaud you for not requesting it, but if the court approved it, you certainly would have the ability to. Is that too restrictive if it had to be either court approved or judge approved for discussion?
And it's almost like we've got to define what any, you know, I would almost just take out any and put A, but that really doesn't define what the meeting are, because we don't want to just open it up and, hey, I was at a meeting. And
well, yeah,
up.
I mean, let's say that they had a meeting that just talked anything about county clerk's business, and Justice Cates wanted to go and sit in on that legislative meeting. Hey, I went. Pay me.
Not that you're insinuating.
Not that I'm insinuating. I just used you because you were a good example at the time.
And this particular section wouldn't pay a per diem necessarily for that travel. This is just
right.
The mileage for the travel.
Right.
But it doesn't say that either.
No, it doesn't. I do think we need to put some definition in there, because I think most of us got an email to come to the White House as JPs to sit in on conferences for that. And for this article as it currently is, that would be reimbursable if the funds were there. So I think it would be wise to define this and what we mean. And I don't know whether that be the court approving it, the personnel committee approving it, but it could be wise to have some oversight into it.
Well, and you bring up a great point, because according to this, shall be compensated for travel. It doesn't say mileage, so I want my airline tickets paid for.
And shall be in the law is very specific verbiage as well.
Yes. So. I understand we've got to do this so that Margaret will pay us this month, and I certainly applaud that. But I do think we need to camp out here and fix three before we move any further.
So the first thing is to strike it. Can I get that by common consent?
So let me just wordsmith here. It's almost like travel to and from, you know, like a sanctioned meeting. But then what is a sanctioned meeting? Or a?
I was thinking of the word formal, and then this kind of falls in the same line. I don't know how you define that.
Is there not already a statute?
You know, we're back to approved meeting.
You either predefine it or you define it by a vote when it comes up, I would imagine. Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
You want a meeting approved by the county judge. I'll make it simple.
I'm in support of having, you know, a judge-approved or court-approved verbiage in there. I think that's fair.
I mean, it's not a significant issue. I mean, AAC meet for me, AAC meetings, NACO meetings, and then the occasional, you know, Tom and I have made several trips to visit animal shelters, but we always actually went in the county truck, so didn't have to do that. So it's not a big deal.
May I make a proposal then?
Okay.
Which might help. Change Article 3 to each justice of the peace shall be compensated for mileage, for travel to and from meetings or events authorized by the county judge, which take place outside Baltimore County at a rate determined by the Internal Revenue Service.
I would go maybe one step further, judge and court, in the event.
Would you do judge and court or judge
or
court?
Yeah.
Sorry, just you said
judge or court.
Would you like me to reread that?
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Article 3. Each justice of the peace shall be compensated for mileage for travel to and from a meeting or event authorized by the county judge or quorum court, which takes place outside of Faulkner County at a rate determined by the Internal Revenue Service.
Everybody good with that? I make a motion that we amend Article 3 to what you just stated.
Second.
Motion been made and second to amend Article 3 to what the Councilor just stated. Read it one more time.
Yes, sir. Article 3. Each justice of the peace shall be compensated for mileage for travel to and from a meeting or event authorized by the county judge or quorum court, which takes place outside of Faulkner County at a rate determined by the Internal Revenue Service.
Second.
I understand what we're missing.
I just want one question. Yeah. Does the IRS determine per diem rates for public mileage reimbursements? I know they do for private businesses.
I believe it's the same.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Justice Good, you want the judge or the quorum court to approve it, not a committee of the court.
I would say the full court. Yeah. So you might change that one more time, or if that's understood.
No, it's already in there. It says the quorum court.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm just going to ask one question. Is that prior?
Oh, I think it's prior. Yeah, prior. That's another good one. Well, yes, sir.
Prior.
Prior approval. Again, I hate to rule this to death.
Well, no, it's time right now, please. Any other questions on the restructuring of Article 3? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes to restructure Article 3. Okay, we're back to the proposed ordinance 20-02. Well, we're still open for any discussion.
Yeah, we had a president one time who said it depends on what your definition of is. So I'm going to ask the question, can we redefine the definition of per diem in county ordinance?
I don't think we can redefine the definition of per diem. Per diem is per day, so each day. So that's probably not something we can redefine. However, I think perhaps redefining meeting might be something that is doable, but not necessarily per diem. That's a statute. That's calendar day.
Okay.
And we got confirmation when we asked AAC for some clarification, and they reiterated calendar day.
So then if you redefine meeting, can you have meeting one and meeting one and a half? I mean, is that how you're talking about defining it? So then in the event that you have a committee meeting and a full court meeting on the same day, you're not getting dinged for the committee meeting?
I think that's a possibility. I think we're getting into a little bit of gray, even though I'm the one that just proposed. I think if you are concerned about putting pay back at the levels where maybe they were in 2018 or 2019, excuse me, last year, I think the easier way is to adjust the per diem rate. So adjust the committee meeting that's currently at $150 or...
25.
Excuse me, 125. The committee meeting is at 125, or adjust the full quorum court meeting that's at 391. Both of those are options that I would urge. I hope it's not seen as a pay increase, because as Justice Higgins alluded to earlier, there might be some that seem that way, but at this point, the current ordinance essentially drops or reduces pay in half if you have two committee meetings on the same night. You're only going to get paid for one.
Well, I would interject here that many think that the committee pay or compensation is for, you know, showing up here for a meeting. I can tell you, as a member of both the Budget and Finance and Forum member and Courts and Public Safety, there's lots of activity throughout the month that is above and beyond the few minutes that we're sitting here at this table. So for those, and I'm not one of them, but for those that serve on more than one committee who are actively engaged in that activity of Committee A and actively engaged in Committee B, and then they come here and then that is being combined, I think that does have a negative impact.
Sir.
And I think, to your point, most people don't see things behind the scenes. Justice Higgins has met multiple times in meetings that I've been a part of the last couple weeks. That wasn't compensated. That's something that you came and did. That wasn't a quorum court meeting. So certainly I think we understand, or hopefully our citizens can understand, that there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes where especially you're attending and not necessarily compensated.
So since almost every person in here attends at least one committee meeting a month, I think that would be a valid statement. At least one.
Everybody's on
it. Yeah, so, and most committees meet monthly. I would make a motion that we amend Article 1 and change that amount to $516.72. And that is the committee meeting plus the full per diem for the full court meeting. And then in the event that you have to have a committee meeting on a separate night, I would move that we leave that rate the same. I wouldn't touch that. So I would make a motion that we change the per diem on Article 1 to $516.72.
Second.
Motion been made to change Article 1 to $516.72 and second. Floor is open for any discussion.
Justice Good, I missed your explanation of why you want to change it.
Well, so Justice Pickett, for instance, let's just say tonight that you had to have a budget and finance meeting. You would not be paid for that budget and finance meeting going forward. So the $516.72 would ensure that you were paid the per diem of both the meetings. Mm-hmm. So we're changing the rate. Now, if you have just a normal committee meeting on the Tuesday night prior to, which you normally do, that would also stay at $125. There will be very few times, other than as we get closer to budget season, that I think any of us will have to have meetings on this Tuesday night of the full court. But there are occasions that we do, and in my humble opinion, we should not be penalized for having to have those meetings on the night of the full court meeting.
Well, and just as an observation, last week we had committee meetings stacked back to back to back.
Four of them.
So there were a number of justices of the peace that attended multiple meetings.
Many were here at 6, and we're still here at
9:30.
Yes.
And it was thrilling.
The best. So, you made the motion?
Yes, sir.
Was there a second?
There was a second.
Was a second.
Floor still open for discussion.
So, just to clarify, this doesn't give us a raise. This actually keeps all salaries the same, basically.
Well,
we're bumping in a committee meeting with, because we typically will do a committee meeting, and those that are on a second
in
committee.
In the event that you had to have two meetings tonight, you would be compensated for both.
Right.
Yes.
And that happens
And you know, I think you do. A lot of your times, you do yours on the same night. So you don't have a Tuesday night before,
right,
and then leading up to. Quite frankly, you know, I will try to schedule mine, if time allows, on the night of the full court, if it's not a sensitive subject going forward. Just so that, you know, I don't have to come the Tuesday. My son played, and I'm missing a basketball game right now. So I missed one last Tuesday night. So if I don't have to miss that, you know, I ain't scheduling both tonight. And then you know, the people on the committee are not harmed for being, are not punished for having them both in the same night.
Your Honor, question. I certainly see your point and agree with it. and I hate to throw an additional can of worms in there, but what if you have two committee meetings before the full quorum court meeting?
You would only get paid to 5/16/72.
So you wouldn't get paid for one.
So there's some trade-offs.
Whoa, back up. We have a committee meeting before a quorum court meeting. Right now, you don't get the 125 under this ordinance.
Under the ordinance, that's right. That's right.
Right, and that's what I think. That's what we're debating.
Well, you're debating, but you said you don't get paid for one.
And my point is though, what if there are two committee meetings before, as has been done in the past, and you're serving on both of them?
You're still going to get 5/16/72.
That's correct.
You per diem, right? Like, whatever you do that day, it doesn't matter if you meet before plus the court, you just get that rate for that day.
So really the way that you suggested it all kind of almost comes out in the wash, except for the ones that are on two committees, they might get dinged a little bit.
If they had two committee meetings mm-hmm. before a full court meeting, yes. Or if they had two committee meetings on a Tuesday night, mm-hmm. they're only going to get paid for
that's
the
right.
one. That's correct. So there will be potentially justices that get a small bump out of this, and there will be potentially justices that lose that on this. Mm-hmm. If you're on multiple committees, sorry.
I'd just like to clarify with Counselor. So you're saying that the association told you specifically that it's per day. It's not for each meeting, because when I read the statute, it says for each meeting you attend, you're allowed this per diem rate.
I'd be more than happy to read the statute, but yes, the AAC agreed that it was per diem compensation should not be a per meeting, but rather a per day. Justice Wachowski asked earlier if I drafted this ordinance. Most of this ordinance is verbatim of Pulaski County's ordinance. This is also something I checked with Washington County, Benton County, among others, to see what they did. All of them will only give a one per diem check per day. They don't grant multiple checks for multiple meetings. So the statute, the subsection in question states, per diem compensation is defined as a per calendar day allowance. Exclusive allowable expenses which shall be paid to a justice for attending meetings of the county forum court. This compensation shall be based on attending meetings of a forum court during any single calendar day without regard to the duration of the meetings.
And is that 14, 14, 1205?
That's correct.
I think 2A?
A, B, and then I think it's
B is the only one meeting per year being allowed to miss.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back one more time, and I'm going to ask one more question, if I might, Your Honor.
Yeah,
to our counsel. So let me, again, we talked about, I want this to be as clean as it possibly can be, but is there a way to define a committee meeting as an allowable expense?
Yes. On the same day?
On the same day.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. That's the point.
The
yeah.
I don't think there is.
Okay.
All right. Just because
that's fine. That's why we pay you.
Here's where I think allowable expense would come into play. Justice Higgins has to go to Little Rock for an AAC meeting Tuesday at 9 a.m. He goes to that meeting, then comes to quorum court. At that point, he would be paid both his quorum court per diem as well as his allowable expenses that relate to travel for that day.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Counselor, in the ordinance that you have now, you define one per diem for
and you define another per diem for committee meetings. Two separate rates. Per diem defines what you pay for a day. Why is it not doable to define a rate such as Justice Good just talked about and make that the per diem rate for a quorum court meeting and one committee? And if you have a quorum court meeting and two committees, you have a separate definition that pays that amount, if that's what you choose to do, but it's just a definition of per diem. You already have two of them. Adding additional definitions of per diem and to cover extra situations just says you're being more precise. Without paying people for a committee meeting on a night when they may not have had one, which is one of the things that I think I heard Justice Good say. Just a question.
He's asked the question. Counselor, you want to answer that? Or I thought that's what we were discussing.
I think it is what we're discussing, or at least what's on the table partly. I think the other problem is the statute, by having the term meetings plural, almost assumes that there are going to be multiple meetings occur on the same day. So I find it a little bit hard to digest creating a table that creates an equation for how many meetings plus how many form court meetings equals this particular per diem. And certainly that would be a unique structure to my knowledge in Arkansas. However, I'm not saying that it's necessarily wrong. I think it's an inventive way to solve a problem. It would not be my recommendation.
Judge?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Good, I understand what you're doing here with the 125, like you said, because for at least half the court, you know, they're going to bring home less next year than they did the year before. One thing, a hair rubs me wrong a little bit that we're raising the per diem for our regular quorum court meetings, regardless of whether we're having, you know, additional meetings on the front end, which majority of the time we do. I want to throw this at you. Our counsel spoke of, he took a lot of this from Pulaski County's ordinance, and I just want to read one snippet that I thought was interesting from their ordinance when I was researching this. And it's about committees, and it has to do with the pay of committees. Just bear with me, it's just a little short paragraph here. Non-voting members shall be entitled to attend all committee meetings, to serve on subcommittees of the committee, to participate in the deliberations of the committee or subcommittee at the chair's discretion, to receive per diem for attending meetings of the committee or subcommittee, but shall not have a vote in the committee or a subcommittee. And to me, that struck me as very interesting, the fact that a Pulaski County JP, I'm not on Budget and Finance Committee, but I can go to a Budget and Finance Committee and get paid for it just for being there and participating in the meeting, you know, even though you're not a voting member. I feel like that was just very interesting to me. I'm not for pay raises or anything. I am very much for participation in the process that we have here as a quorum court body and the committee meetings that we have, because we know committee meetings are a great place to work and flex and to massage these ordinances as we try to work them up and everything. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You know, I just don't, it, like I said, it just, it itches me wrong a little bit to raise how much we're getting paid for quorum court meetings. But I understand why we're tweaking it like that. But I just wanted to put that.
So to your point, I think, and I think that I appreciate that observation, but so to your point, we are not going to do what Pulaski County allows, which is basically the other night, everybody that was here would have only gotten paid for one meeting because most everybody had a meeting. Mm-hmm. But in the event that personnel did not have a meeting that night and I so chose to come, if we were in Pulaski County, I could have gotten $125 out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that we, look, I don't think there's anybody as conservative on the court as I am. I'm not for voting for raises, but I'm also not for taking away the committee meeting monies. And to Justice Higgins' point, I mean, I got two phone calls today on ordinances tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In a typical week, I probably yield 3 to 5 phone calls on roads, dogs, not enough patrols. Same calls y'all get. So, I think this is based on what our counselor's telling us. I would prefer that we redefine per diem.
Mm-hmm.
He says we can't do that. To Jack's point, okay, then call it two different types of committee or a meeting. He says we can't do that. I don't know what other option we have.
Absolutely.
And so,
one option might be, you know, just discussion. What if you double the committee meetings? Right. And then have them on the same day. What if you put per diem or committee meeting not on the same day at the court at 2:50? Just discussion. And maybe the committee meetings meet the week before or whatever. I'm just talking about discussion.
Sure. So that, I think that would probably cost us more than this.
If the committee met.
But again, most do the Tuesday night before.
That's right.
And so this, especially once you get into budget season, you're going to meet
8 or 9 times.
Yes. And so at 125, that's going to cost you, it would cost you double that at 250 for all the committee meetings. And then multiple times, you're going to have committee meetings before the full court meetings. I mean, that's an option, but I think that probably costs the court, or that's probably more money than this is. That's a good option, though.
Just an option.
I'm just throwing out suggestions. I could change.
We've got a motion on the floor now.
I understand. Yes, sir.
I guess what we're discussing, that's got a question for the counselor. Maybe he's more aware than I am. Just looking over the salary survey from Arkansas Association of Counties, some of these Class 6 counties, they don't even have a monthly per diem. They've got an annual listed. Are they paid annually, or are they paid, or is that just monthly all summed up?
Some
of them said per day, even. I mean, there was a variance.
I think it's a fair question. My guess would be, just like when we can pull an FI report to see what money was drawn throughout the year, it might show a number such as $10,000 for any one form court member here in Faulkner County. But that doesn't mean that they were paid a salary of $10,000. It just meant that over the course of the previous 12 months, they had earned that much money.
Right. For example, Garland County and theirs, they had roughly, it was almost $8,400 annually. But then you go over to Saline County, and Saline was $760 per diem. So for, I'm assuming for a full court meeting, they're getting paid $760. Sebastian, almost $570 for a meeting, and it went out annually. I was just curious of the variance in that, why that was.
Other discussion on Article 1. Increase to 5, 6, 8, 7. Excuse me, I hear somebody.
Can I add to this?
If you'll be quick and to the point.
Counselor, sir, why couldn't it say for a quorum court meeting with no other meetings, $391 and whatever it is? On a per diem of a quorum court meeting plus one committee meeting, what Mr. Good has said tonight. And then another, we're now down to Article 3 or Section 3, however you did it. And on a quorum court meeting with two committee meetings, it's plus the 125. And then you have to have the one more that on committee meeting nights, it's $125. And one more that if there's two meetings on a committee meeting of committee meetings on the night, it's $250. Each one of those delineated is still puts it as one payment per day, as per diem that you've explained.
And I think I appreciate the comment. I think it's a lot like the same proposal that Jack mentioned earlier. Once again, I'm not saying that's wrong, but I would say that no other county is doing it that way. And I would proceed with caution if you adopted that plan. I'd feel a lot safer if you just adopted a per diem rate for quorum court and a per diem rate on days when committees met.
Sorry, just concerned about those is because they're not specific. Because like tonight, purposely though, there were no committee meetings before quorum court. So some nights everybody's going to get paid that extra amount, and other nights they're not, blah, blah, blah. Same with the committee nights. They're not specific to what's happening.
Other discussion on this change? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, call the roll this amendment.
Well, do for the amendment, this is going to get hard for me to keep track of.
For the amendment.
Excuse me, Judge.
Yeah.
Amending the 391 per diem to 516.
516, said we can. Yes. Article 1.
516.72, so just so I can keep straight. Boyer?
Yes.
Cates?
No.
Good?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendricks?
Yes.
Lahosky?
No.
Knight?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Rowland?
Yes.
Schock?
No.
Eight three. No, you're too short. You're too short.
Okay, the motion point.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I think this, first of all, this is just amending the ordinance, which just means a simple majority to amend the ordinance.
We have that.
You have that.
Amendment passes. Thanks for the clarification. All right, back to the full amendment. Proposed ordinance. As amended. Other discussion? Hearing none. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Give me just a second to get my notes straight here.
May I ask one question? I don't want to slow us up, but I want to ask one question. In the event that this does not pass tonight, what happens?
I'm not making any changes this month.
We're in violation of the law.
We're in violation of the law.
Which we have been.
Which we have been.
30 years.
Yeah,
for years.
Good question. Okay.
So what's the answer?
She says she's not making any changes this month regardless. It'll go into effect next year, even though it's got an emergency clause attached to it.
Well, no. If the ordinance passes, it'll go into effect immediately.
Well, then you'll have to make changes this month.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But you said, what if it doesn't pass?
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha.
Unless I misunderstood.
No, you're right. I guess I was... So, okay, fair enough.
Okay, are we ready?
Am I
ready?
Vote.
Boyer?
Yes.
Cates?
No.
Good?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendricks?
Yes.
Lahosky?
No.
Knight?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Rowland?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Okay. Old ordinance 20-02 does pass. Please turn with me to tab number 7, permitting the purchase of services. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve ordinance 20-03.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve old ordinance 20-03. Counselor. Read the ordinance.
Proposed ordinance 20-03, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled, an ordinance permitting purchase of services from a county employee, Section 1, Arkansas Code Annotated 14-14-1202, prohibits county employees from receiving compensation from a transaction with the county outside his employment, Section 2, James Darrell Freeman, owner of Freeman Collision, has been involved in providing vehicle parts and repair for Fulton County for several years and is uniquely familiar with the needs of the coroner's office. Section 3, Mr. Freeman is a full-time investigator with the Sheriff's Department, giving rise to a conflict with the above-cited statute. Section 4, Section C2A of the above-cited statute states that if the quorum court determines that it is in the best interest of the county, the quorum court may, by ordinance, permit the county to purchase goods or services directly or indirectly from county employees due to unusual circumstances. Section 5, this court finds unusual circumstances to exist as stated above and hereby permits the county to purchase vehicle parts and repairs from Freeman Collision so long as such service does not interfere with Mr. Freeman's duties as an investigator and the job is one that would not require a bid process. Section 6, this ordinance shall remain in effect as long as Mr. Freeman remains employed with Faulkner County in a non-administrative position. Section 7, emergency clause. The adoption of this ordinance is an emergency, and therefore an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect immediately upon its passage and approval.
You've heard the following ordinance 20-03 read. The floor is now for discussion.
Judge?
Yes.
May I ask which justice of the peace brought this ordinance to the court? Arkansas code states only justices of the peace may bring ordinances before the court.
I brought this ordinance before the court, so if I'm out of order, we'll just discontinue and move forward.
I can make a motion to table this or send it to a committee so it can be reviewed in a committee.
I think the justice is correct in that every ordinance does need a sponsor. If this does not have a sponsor, it can be sponsored today. If any justice wants to sponsor it, they may. If not, then I believe that the judge should send this to committee. That'd be the proper way to handle it.
I would second Justice Lahosky's motion to send it to committee and would add that it might go to Courts of Public Safety. Sorry. I don't know where else it belongs.
It sounds like since he's an employee of personnel.
I'm not going to lie, I was siding with you.
Well, we're talking about Pam, so it's kind of a budget.
I'm a big old boy. I'll take it. I think it belongs with you, but if you want me to take it, I'll take it.
You made the motion, which you made.
I'll send it to Courts and Public Safety.
Second.
Question on the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So the expectation of the Courts and Public Safety, and I'll state that this is not an uncommon occurrence. We have done these types of ordinances before, but the expectation is that whoever, and I assume this would be the Sheriff's Department, should attend Courts and Public Safety, and I'll be anticipating a sales pitch. I need a justification.
Well,
I would say the coroner.
It says coroner.
That's right.
And I think it is a
section
corner.
I have
a strong opinion, a lot to say about this whenever it gets to it.
In committee. You're in committee.
This is the one I've been bombarded on by today. So I would request presence at your committee that day as well.
Thank you.
Can I get an extra 100? Can I get an extra 125 for being there?
From Justice Kate's pocket.
Yeah. His motion has passed. We get referred.
Madam Secretary, would you be so kind as to schedule me a Courts of Public Safety Committee meeting for February?
Yeah, for the quorum court nut.
No.
This will probably take a little, could take a little time.
Okay, turn to tab 8. Proposed Resolution 20. What is your pleasure? It is a resignation of a JP.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve Resolution 20-01.
Second.
It's been made and seconded. Counselor, would you read the resolution?
Absolutely. So resolution 20-01, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Fulton County, State of Arkansas, resolution entitled, a resolution declaring a vacancy in the Office of Justice of the Peace, District 8 of Fulton County, whereas a condition of vacancy is hereby declared to exist in the Office of Justice of the Peace, District Number 8, due to the resignation of incumbent J.T. Cole, and whereas this resolution was published on January 8, 2020, which was prior to the meeting day of the Quorum Court, at which such resolution is considered by the court, and whereas that upon declaration of the vacancy by passage of this resolution, or within 10 calendar days after passage of this resolution, the Quorum Court shall cause a copy thereof to be filed with the Governor of the State of Arkansas. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, Article 1, it is hereby found and determined by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County that a condition of vacancy exists in the Office of Justice of the Peace, District Number 8, and that such office is declared to be vacant. Article 2, that the county clerk of Fulton County is directed to file this declaration of vacancy with the governor.
You've heard the resolution 20-01 read. Something I don't see in this effective date of his resignation was the 18th of January. I think it was last Saturday. It doesn't spell out. He notified us back early in January, and we need to give notice that there was going to be a vacancy, so this resolution has gone out for information. Floor is open for any discussion on the resolution. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Your Honor, I commend Justice Cole for his service to Fulton County.
Thank you. Thank you. At this time, we have a special reports, and John McGraw with the library report, the state of the library report, excuse me. John, come forward. You got a handout or anything?
It's the library.
Yeah. Here. Get ready. On this side, I'm going to move over here to that screen. If you want to see it, you're going to have to move.
I'll be very quick. I did this in 15 minutes specifically, and they asked me about 20 minutes of questions, so I'll be happy to answer questions afterwards if anybody has some questions. I tacked on a little bit about libraries generally because I've been fighting folks in Van Buren County about the existence or not existence of a library. Maybe isn't so settled as to whether or not libraries are still something we actually need in this world. Libraries. Last year in the United States, libraries were visited 1.3 billion times. Only 1.2 billion people went to see a movie in a theater last year. So libraries are doing better than going to the movies. Libraries are 10 times more popular than Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the National Hockey League, NASCAR, all
no,
together.
Not NASCAR.
NASCAR. Not NBA. The attendance at Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA is 5 million less than just the number of people who came to libraries to attend programs last year. Millennials are using libraries more than ever. So at this point, 172 million Americans have library cards. That's more than half of the American public has a card right now. Anybody have a library card? Excellent. Good work. Americans checked out 2.1 billion items last year. That's an average of 16 items per year for every man, woman, and child in America. But if you limited that just to card holders, that's 32 items every year. We also answer about 250 million questions from the public. Sometimes that's where's the bathroom, and sometimes that's how do I get this homework uploaded to my college course, or sometimes it's how do I Skype a loved one who is far, far away from me. Sometimes it's how do I get a job, how do I fill out an application online. So that's great for libraries across the United States, but how are we doing here in Fulton County? Last year, circulation went up 12%. That's an additional 50,000 items. common wisdom is that when the economy's doing well, libraries do worse. People have jobs, they don't have as much free time, they do not come to the libraries often, they do not borrow as much material. So the fact that attendance was flat last year and circulation went up 12%, I am giving myself very little credit, but my staff is doing an amazing job. Children's programming rose 12% last year. That's an additional 3,300 kids came to programs at libraries last year. Some of our branches, Mount Vernon and Twin Groves in particular, are to be commended because they are swarming with children every day after school. It is a sight to behold. And 2 years ago, we started 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten in Conway. We expanded that last year to our Bologna branch and enrolled another 150 kids in the program. Kids who have read 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten are showing higher test scores in school throughout their school age life and are doing better after school as well. The Bologna branch is really quite amazing. After we introduced 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten out there, circulation at that branch went up 14%. Now, 2 out of every 5 books that gets checked out in Bologna is a kid's book. And 2 years ago, we helped found the Digital Library Consortium with a bunch of other people, but mostly it was North Little Rock, Saline County, and us. We contributed most of the books, even though there's about 22 counties. A year later, it is 35 library systems, 59,000 titles, and we are helping bring those titles to now 1.28 million Americans, or Arkansans, I should say. We also provided access to computers, printers, and high-speed internet to 46,000 patrons. In theory, Faulkner County has 100% of its population has access to broadband, but sometimes that means me. Sometimes that's my 46,000 people coming to the library to use a computer because we have high-speed internet. They need high-speed internet to perhaps take a class online. Something in the neighborhood, 30% of UCA students are taking classes online. Somewhere in the neighborhood, 40% of UACCM is taking classes online, and they're often showing up at the library. But we thought, well, we're doing an amazing job getting people onto computers, so what if we actually started checking out mobile hotspots? So in October, we started checking out 30 hotspots. We had 15 here in Conway. We have 15 spread out through the county. And just since that, patrons have used about 8 terabytes of data every month. Anybody know how much a terabyte of data is? It's about 500 hours of movie watching. If you just watch movies on them, it would be about 500 hours per month on each of on those 30 hotspots. It is letting people do their classwork online. It is letting people take their internet on a travel trip or maybe a hospital stay. And so we're happy to do that, and we're getting a lot of complaints. We don't have enough hotspots. Only 3 months into the program.
One of those costs you, John.
Oh, gosh. It's a deal through T-Mobile. It costs about $79 per month per item. It's a tiny little thing. It sits in the palm of your hand. You can connect 15 devices to it.
You get unlimited data?
Yes.
Per hotspot?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Where do I sign up?
It's your library card. You have a library card. So there you go. You go to the library and you say, I'd like to put a hold on a hotspot, and we'll tell you how long the wait list is. So, what's next?
How'd you find those?
The very nice man from T-Mobile came in and said, how would you like them? Lehman Library in North Little Rock said, we've been doing amazing business with these. They're foolproof. They're cheap to run. And you'd be surprised at the people who don't have internet, even though people, in theory, have tons of internet because of Common Core or what have you, and because, like I say, 46,000 people, that's a lot of computers going every single day from the time we open to the time we end. You should see us at 9:01. Little old men sometimes get their most exercise running from the front door, which just got unlocked, to their favorite computer, and they stay there as long as they possibly can. On the hot spot. So, where do we go from here? Mount Vernon is getting 1,000 books before kindergarten next year, and more importantly, a new building. They are in a old church that's roughly about 75 years old. The church has bad floors, it has bad wiring, bad plumbing, it's got bad doors, it's got bad windows, but like I say, it's got about 30 kids who walk down the highway from the school and spend the rest of their afternoon there every single day. They do amazing job every single day with limited staff and limited space. They are stacked in there like cordwood, and they keep those kids busy all day long. They need a new building. We've got some land, and we're going to pursue a new building this year. We have plenty of money to do a very small building that doesn't look much like a library, but looks a heck of a lot like a
community. Where are you going to put it?
It is literally on the other side of the park from the existing library.
Okay.
Anybody it'll actually be a block less of a walk for the kids to walk hiking down the highway. We're going to completely overhaul our catalog and introduce a mobile app that will make things much easier for our patrons, especially the kids. And we just introduced Canopy, which is a video streaming service with about 35,000 titles. Most of our growth last year was in downloadable material. We now have somewhere between books, audiobooks, movies, comic books, TV shows, record albums. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 items you can download with your library card right now.
Is that in addition to Hoopla?
Hoopla is roughly 730,000 of those titles.
So will patrons have to download different, or is it a website? Or a
totally separate thing from Hoopla, yes.
So is it an app?
Yes. It's got performance rights on it, too. There's a ton of the kids' material on there. There's tons of documentaries, the Great Courses programs on there. So teachers can use it in the classroom. Homeschoolers will eat this up.
Is it geared towards educational videos only? Or
it has a ton of that on there, but it has a ton of what you might call art house films as well, Oscar winners, things like that.
Is it live?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Ready to go right now. And the biggest one is RFID, radio frequency identification. Last year we checked out roughly 470,000 items, and about 420,000 of those were actual physical books. And with every single one of those, we open up every single one of those books, we scan it under a barcode, we put a little sticker inside it, we close it back up. We do the opposite when it comes back. We open up every single one of those books, we take that sticker out, and we scan it. It's very labor intensive. RFID is going to allow us to take whole stacks and just set it down on the pad. Zip, it's done, you're out the door. This is going to save my staff a tremendous amount of time. They'll be able to do a lot more helping people on the computers. They'll be able to pursue their passions if they want to run programs, so our programming should expand quite a bit next year. And it will not mean laying off any staff. It will simply allow us to use the people we have smarter than we're doing now.
Have you looked at sorting systems with them? Because I know they make those, too, for RFID systems.
Yes, I would love to get a sorting system. There are very small locations like Bentonville, which doesn't have a lot of space but has a sorting system. That would be fantastic, but those are a bit pricey. First thing we got to do is at least get them in the books so we can get the books out the door faster and get rid of those lines of people who are streaming across the lobby to check out the book. I do have a short video, but I'm just going to skip it because basically the idea is put the books on a pad, zip, they're all done, you're out the door. Obstacles, space. I can't put a sorting system in when I don't have space for the things that we're currently doing right now. The libraries were all built 25 years ago. They were built for the populations that existed then. We had about 35,000 people in Conway in 1994, and they gave me a building that's 36,000 square feet. Now Conway has twice that number of people, and I still have the same building. The branches is the same situation. You have 2,000 square foot buildings put in Mayflower and in Bologna and Greenbrier, and I bet you can guess that the populations of Greenbrier is nowhere near 2,000 right now. When you're doing programs, especially in the summertime, it's a lot of kids in a very small space. Meeting rooms. Last year, a quarter of all early voters voted at the library. Every year we turn out about 4,500 people with driver's licenses because we host the state police every Monday and Tuesday to do driver's testing. 4,500 licenses means 45 people who are able to get on the road to get to a class, to get to a job, to provide for their families, and that is an economic boost to this county. We had about 2,000 meetings hosted last year. Some of you I've actually seen coming in and going in the meeting rooms, so I know some of you know our meeting rooms. We got only four of them, 2,000 meetings in those four meeting rooms. If we had less programming, we could have more meetings, but we're not going to have less programming, so what we really need is more rooms for meetings. We do everything in there. If we had more meetings, we could do more commercial stuff like baby showers and birthday parties and stuff like that. We could do stuff that's commercial in nature, but as it is, with the scarcity meeting rooms, all we can afford to do is stuff that's strictly non-commercial and not a social event. And we still are booked every single day, 3 to 4 meetings every single room, some of them going until the end of the night. And the last obstacle I'm facing is retention. As of 3 weeks ago, when the minimum wage ran up, I now have about 60% of my staff is within a nickel of the minimum wage. I lose staff regularly to colleges. I lose staff regularly to Pulaski County, Lona County, White County. Of the Class 6 counties, I'm just ahead of White County. I'm salaries for pretty much all staff. And that's an issue. We've had basically one bill. We've been funding libraries since 1949. It's a lot of money, and we returned roughly $3.92 in goods and services for every dollar of that millage that you gave us last year. And that's all I have to say.
Question.
Yes.
So on the Digital Library Consortium.
Yes.
That I have been participating in for several years.
Yes.
It's a technical question. They changed it from checking out audiobooks from 3 weeks down to 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. I was just making sure it wasn't an app issue.
Nope. They just changed it.
Oh, no way to get it. I like using it on my commute.
I fussed, but they changed it.
Okay.
They also let everybody recommend 99 titles every month. That's a bad idea. You're not going to read 99 books, I hope, this month. If you do, bless your heart. But I bet there's a few things that are already in the system that we can provide for you. But 99 titles, that means we had roughly $10,000 of requests every week, and we could afford to buy maybe $1,000. And so sorting through what we need from somebody who's found every single book on the tanks of World War II and is requesting all that, he's the only guy who's ever going to read that book maybe. That's not an effective use of our money. We still got to wade through all those titles to find the stuff that's going to give us the best return on our investment.
Okay. 3 weeks works. 2 weeks is a little short, just saying.
Well, if nobody else is waiting for it, you can always renew it for 2 weeks.
No, that's exactly what I do. When I know it's going to do it, I check it in and check it back out right quick.
It's the benefit of having an exquisite taste. Yeah. Is you don't have all these people waiting on your books.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything else?
Your Honor, we have a ton of great employees throughout the county, but I'm going to tell you, our library is phenomenal. And that's due to his leadership. He's very humble there, creating his people, and he does have a great staff. But I think our library is in better shape than it's ever been. Just north, he brought it up. I mean, there's a ton of issues in the county just north of us with their library system. And I think John and his entire staff should be commended.
Yes. We were not in the New York Times this year. That's a goal for next year, too. I do not want to appear in the New York Times in any capacity.
Not even a good one?
Well, I mean, maybe they'll come down and talk about hotspots or something. But, yeah, Van Buren's got a lot of bad publicity. I've been hearing from people attending conferences nationwide. You're from Van Buren County. We read about you. Yes.
I just had one comment. I know you mentioned at the top of your speech that there was some diffusion in the county over the need for public libraries, and I think you've laid a great case out for why Faulkner County needs one and has one, and the services that they provide. And just speaking from my own perspective as a community member, you know, my daughter goes once a week. I read stuff. I listen to audiobooks. If I don't have a book, you guys check it out for me. My niece just got her driver's license test. I meet there once a month for a county committee meeting that I'm a part of, and that's just me and the stuff off the top of my head. It's a valuable service, and I thank you very much.
My pleasure.
John, aren't you cramped for space, or you need to?
I'm totally cramped for space. I've got acres and acres behind the building. They're just sitting there looking pretty. But yeah, if we had twice as many meeting rooms, we could triple or quadruple the number of meetings that we were having, because the meeting rooms are often in use because we're running programs every single day, sometimes three or four a day. And that's just the hours and hours we can't host, you name it. We're also, we're setting people up with tax preparation. We're setting people up with health insurance. The census is currently recruiting people at the library. If we do not get a good census count, that's just less money for this county every single day. We need more space in the counties, in the county, and in Conway especially.
It was looking pretty full yesterday for the Martin Luther King rally.
I have 110 parking spaces. On average, I have 90 people come in every hour. Guess how many hours we are above average? Maybe half. We're gonna have parking for what we have right now. I really need to talk to Rhodes about maybe just giving me a few more parking spaces without completely paving the back 40 or something like that. But we need more parking spaces, but there's a limit to what we can do inside, even if we had 200 parking spaces. RFID will certainly help that, but there are limits to what we can do in a 36,000 square foot building. Roughly, if you're you're building a library, you want to have about 1 square foot per capita. And we don't have that. We have half that. And that's if we build for today. If we build, we should build for the future, not for the today.
Mr. John, from the audience?
Yes.
James, one comment and one question.
Yes.
Comment, having been to all of the libraries in the system, with my grandkids, may not have done it otherwise, but I just want to say that Mount Vernon, I just want to put another plug for Mount Vernon.
Oh, yes.
And then the people in the back, I'm just going to refer to it as the people in the back.
Yes.
In broad terms, that on a daily basis, the value of what you offer, probably not intentionally offering to the people with some significant mental health challenges, I would say.
Oh, yes. That's correct.
And then also, you really come to appreciate the services of the sheriff's office that's there. And so, just commend you again. And my question is, what is the capacity for the largest meeting room that you have?
About 75 people. But I guess it depends on, are you all sitting down? Are you sitting at tables? Are you all standing? Yeah, we're up to 75 people.
John, how many were in attendance at the MLK?
I would say maybe 250. 250. Last year, maybe 300. It's hard to tell because a lot of people do the march, but don't go inside for all the speeches. Good crowd, though.
It was.
I need a bigger podium, but the governor's like 8 feet tall, and the microphone came to about his navel, so that was a problem last year. Anybody else? Thank you all so much for letting me talk to you.
Thank you. Let me point out one thing that's in your book that we didn't cover in the meeting. Over in section two, probably close back, is the sheriff's report. He's not here to give, but it's in your book. There are two announcements to the board. One is Ben Thompson. I've appointed him to the library board for your appointment. I need to write it for y'all for this, and we need a motion and approval on this.
Thank you, motion.
Or just
second.
Motion and second to approve Ben Thompson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And then South Hill Fire Department has a vacancy, and Mary Jane, Wygal has been selected to fill that position on that board that just recently got their class rating lowered to a 6. So I need a motion and second.
Make a motion.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to fill this vacancy with Mary Jane. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Announcements.
I don't have an announcement, but I do have one new order of business I need to request, Your Honor. Okay. I committed to one of our justices the other night. I need a salary survey. May I request our county attorney help me with that?
We'll assist you in any way we can.
Yeah, very good. I'll give you a call. Just wanted to make sure that was
common.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Common, I'm going to take a request. And
thank you.
Other now,
Judge Baker, in the absence of our representative, Justice Houston, I just want to say to Justice Higgins that we have once again members of the Gold Lake community, and they're just coming every month to learn, and now that we've been advised properly, then they would like to speak with at some point on how to get on the agenda for public safety.
Okay.
Other than that, I see somebody's hand, but I can't see.
I just want to say the friends of the Faulkner County Animal Shelter are sponsoring a pancake for paws on February the 16th. That's a Sunday at Stobie's from, I think it's 8 to 1, or maybe 9 to 1.
At Stobie's?
$5.
It is Stoker.
It's Stoker.
On what day?
16th. February, is that right? 8 o'clock.
They're usually 8 to 1.
Sorry, they're
usually
8 to 1.
It'll
okay.
be online, and you'll see the sign.
Okay. Other announcements. The countywide cleanup has been set for April the 15th through May the 15th, with the last weekend being the concentrated time, but from April 15th through May the 15th. Early voting starts 3 weeks.
February the 18th.
February the 18th. That's right in front of us. All right, census, just briefly. They're hiring census takers. We put out as many signs as they give us to apply for census. That's a huge challenge in the next basically 3 months, 2.5 months to get folks counted. There will be a mail out in census on March the 12th, I believe.
I believe that's right.
There'll be the mail out for folks to fill out. The ones that don't get filled out, the only way they'll be counted is in person. But it's big, and our county has really grown. I hope we get an accurate count for our census. The jail expansion is moving forward. We have sent out a notice for qualified contractors to let us have their information on being qualified for bid purposes. So it is moving forward. That's all the announcements I've got. Anybody else have an announcement? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.